In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Earlier this evening, when Father was singing the Preconium, that is the Exultet, the first part that he sung right after we came in with the candle, he sang, "This is the night on which Christ burst the bonds of death and victoriously arose from the grave." This, of course, is in reference to the resurrection that occurred at night. There were no witnesses to the resurrection. In the middle of the night, Christ rose from the dead. And it was on this night, the night we commemorate, that happened. Now, earlier in that same prayer, he refers to, again, this night. This is the Paschal feast in which the true Lamb is slain, whose blood hallowed the doorposts of the faithful. This is the night on which you brought our forefathers, the children of Israel, dry-shod through the Red Sea in the flight from Egypt. This, of course, is referring to Moses delivering the Israelites from bondage of Pharaoh. It also occurred at night. If you recall, in the story of the Ten Commandments, of course, they do the Paschal feast, and then they leave Egypt, and they approach the Red Sea, and it is at night, and the Egyptians are pursuing them. And there is the column of fire then that appears. It guides them. The column of smoke and fire guides them and protects them. They approach the Red Sea, and Pharaoh thinks he has them trapped. But the column of fire is standing in the way, protecting them from the enemy. And then the next line, "This is the night on which the light of the pillar of fire destroyed the darkness of sin." This is referring, of course, to both Christ's resurrection and that pillar of fire. For we see in that early story, that history of the Jews being delivered from slavery from Pharaoh, as a prefigurement of our own deliverance from sin. What occurred on that night is a prefigurement, a type of what occurred on this night in the resurrection. Helps us to understand. Moses put forth his hand and the waters parted. The wind blew to dry the soil and the Jews passed through the Red Sea. The pillar of fire blocked the Egyptians. And then it allowed them to pass. And I think everybody knows the story. The Egyptians went into the Red Sea. And again, at night, Moses held forth his hands. The pillar of fire sent forth something to cause the chariots to stop. And then the water covered over. It is the water that saved the Jews. And so it is on this night we commemorate that. Why? Because it is the night, or it is proper, that we make the baptismal water on this night. For this is the water that saves us. The Red Sea is a figure of baptism. And so properly so, we bless the baptismal water, and we can't have baptisms on this night, but it is proper because it is by the water that saved the Jews from slavery of Egypt, so it is the water that saves us, the waters of baptism. And they get their power, they get their grace from where? From Christ fulfilled in the resurrection. And so, this is the night on which Christ burst the bonds of death and victoriously arose from the grave. And then it continues. "For life itself, without redemption, would be of no avail to us. Oh, what wondrous condescension of your mercy towards us. How far beyond our understanding is your loving affection that you should ransom a slave at the price of your Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.